When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
It's me. It's your host. How are you? It's Vince.
Hello.
I hope you're well.
I hope you're doing fine. It's Atomic Radio Hour time.
Time to talk for a little bit.
The post-nuclear podcast. I haven't said that in a very long time. I hope you're well. I don't have a lot to talk about today. Not a very long episode, as you may have seen by the time bar below or on your podcatcher. But I thought, you know what, we should check in on each other. We should see how we're doing. We should find out how each other's mothers are doing, at least. You know, because I know the job is, the switch has been hard and the new management and what have you, but, you know, tell her I was thinking about her. If anything, just tell her I was thinking about her, because, you know, I was, and I usually am. But hey, what's going on, guys? Is COVID over? COVID? I here in Colorado, pretty much is. I actually there's an app called Meetup. I don't know if you guys know about this. I don't know if it's outside the U.S. I would assume it is because everything is. Just an app where you can just meet up with people. Hey, gang. I'll be completely honest with you. I got a phone call from my brother a second ago, and I don't remember what I was talking about. So if this makes no sense to what I previously just said, I think I was talking about how COVID is over. Isn't it wild how COVID is over? Started going to this place on weekends. I mean, I've been to France. I only had to wear a mask on the plane from Paris to Munich, and then from Munich to Colorado, I didn't have to wear a mask. So COVID's over. But I started going to this place. It's not far from me. It's like a nerd spot. You know, it's every Saturday they host a board game club. It's like a 15-minute drive. So you just go there, you meet up with a bunch of just socially awkward humans, and you play board games with them, and it's really tight. It's really, really tight. I go for 4 or 5 hours every Saturday. I do whatever I got to do in the morning, and I come home. But, like, we were playing this game, BlackRock, BlackReach, you're on a ship. The way they explained it to me was it's a social deduction game, meaning you have to argue with people, and that's my favorite type of board game. Like, I love what's it called? Secret Hitler. Like, incredibly. Like, it's so much fun to me. It's just one of the first times I ever played it. We played it at a friend's house, and we sat at, it was like a pool table that we either lost the pool balls or they just didn't exist. I don't remember, but there was a pool table, and we set it up. And I was just like, yo, you're Hitler. You're a gosh damn Nazi. Just yelling at like my friend across the room. And like the windows are open, and like people are walking by, and I'm like, and then there is this mother. And like, just, and at one point somebody whipped out a Nerf gun. It was just fun. Like, even Mao, don't look up Mao, the rules, if you're gonna play Mao. But like, even Mao is weirdly a social deduction game. And there's no talking. I guess that's giving away some of the rules, which I've already broken one of the rules, so give me a card. Point of order. Anyway, I go to this thing, and, like, you know, there's, like, they come to me. I don't know why. These nerdy, like, you know, I flock to these socially awkward humans. Like, or sorry, I should say they flock to me. They just come to me. I don't know why. I always find myself in situations around these types of people. And there was a point where I was sitting there, and we went outside because it was hot in the building. We went outside to stand in the cool rain, the mist. And we're talking, and we start talking about Marvel movies, and like, the one dude like instantly gets gatekeepy. I'm like, Doug, you're gatekeeping Marvel? Like, of all things, like, these Marvel, and he's like, oh, you know, Eternals ruined Marvel, like, ever since Eternals, it's all been bad, this and that, and I'm like, what do you mean just got bad? Someone's gonna be very upset with this. And he's like, you don't think they're good movies? I'm like, oh no, the bad guy, he loses. The hero has four other movies that they've announced that are coming out. So I know he doesn't die here. Like, even in the comics, I know they're not going to die. I haven't really been an avid comic book reader, but I know that the good guy is going to be a dead good guy at some point, whether it be at the end of 700 comics. But on the same flip of a different coin, I know that, like, he's going to be okay. And that's kind of the fun. But the movies tell you that he's going to be fine. The only, like, I saw one of the Endgame Infinity War ones, and someone's like, at this hobby shop's like, well, you know, Thanos wins in that one. I'm like, yeah, but the next movie just undoes it. And spoiler alert for the biggest movie of our lifetime, but like, half of them come back, and the ones that don't come back are the ones that started it. So you really couldn't have thought that they were going to be coming back again. Outside of Thor, really. But no, it's just this weird, like, I'm sitting there going, this kind of sucks. Like, not the experience. Like, me going there, I had a great time. But, like, this, like, gatekeeping, like, dog, it's Marvel. It's white girl movies at this point. Like, it's not, it's, like, I remember liking Spider-Man as a kid. Like, really liking Spider-Man as a kid. And, like, being made fun of for that. Like, being made fun of for liking video games. Especially Sonic. I got made fun of a lot for liking Sonic. And now it's, like, cool. Which is cool. Which is good. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just funny to me that it's, like, waggling of the finger. You're bad for liking this. And all of a sudden, it's cool. It's cool. It's just, you know, it is what it is. But the place is neat. They're doing a fundraiser. Actually, the day this goes live, I'm going to go to it. They give money to Extra Life, which is super cool. So it's kids in children's hospitals for, like, gaming. So they'll buy them an Xbox or a PlayStation or board games or what have you. That was kind of, like, the quick explanation. I don't exactly know what Extra Life does other than that. But they do, like, fun silent auctions where you put your name down and you wager how much money you're willing to spend on the next board game you play for your color. So they told me blue and green are the most popular. And last year, somebody spent $200. They bid $200 on blue. So, like, imagine the next game you're going to play is something like Sorry. And it's like, I want to be blue. I'm always blue. And I bid $200 to say that my next game I get to be blue. And it goes to a good cause. These people have raised like almost 40 grand, I think, in the past couple years of them doing it, which isn't an exuberant amount of money, but it's more money than if they donated nothing. So that's really cool. I like shit like that. I'm always down to get behind a children's hospital because, like, no child should have to go through that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, kids should be able to run free and smoke cigarettes and frolic in the forest. You know, I got a really good suggestion for a third segment, and I'm going to do it next week. I'm just telling you guys now, so I have to do it, so I can't just slink out. In the Discord, I have the lore question. I was proposed this option. I thought it was a fantastic idea. I'm actually surprised I haven't done it yet. I haven't made like a YouTube video out of it or something. I'd like to get back to making YouTube videos. I only made the couple of them, but just, you know, life is a lot. And between trying to like stay active and go to work and, you know, try to make friends and try to go out and do stuff, it's just a lot. Like, I'm kind of tired of sitting inside, especially from when I was younger to the past 2 years of just kind of sitting inside. Because I lived in the middle of nowhere. So it was like, you know, you had your friends on Xbox. But at this point, I'm at an age where it's just like, not everybody has the time to play video games. And most of my friends don't play video games anymore. I mean, neither do I. I get on PlayStation predominantly to use it as like a Skype call, an Uvu call, a Discord call. And that was a second phone call. This has been a weird episode for me so far. So look, this is what I'm going to do. Not every week is a banger. Not every week has Kyle. That's just the way it is. I cry every single night I don't speak to Papa. It makes me want to die on the inside. So this is what we're going to do. I'm just going to go right into the lore. I'm going to do what I got to do, and we're going to get out of here. And I apologize that this has been kind of haphazard and kind of all over the place. But I like how this is just kind of a check-in. I feel like once a month I should have an episode like this where I check in. We sit down and just like, you know, I could riff right now. I might do it for a minute. Let's just do it for a minute. You ever just miss people? You ever just genuinely miss people that you see all the time? You ever just really want to be around people? And like, you know, it hurts. And you had a falling out. And you can't like do anything about it. But like you see this person regularly and you can't talk to them because it's weird. Like that sucks. That really sucks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I could sit here and riff about that, but I don't want to talk about negativity. I've been doing well. I've been feeling good. I've been streaming a little bit. I don't know if you guys have noticed. I've been putting links in the Discord. You should really be in the Discord. I've been putting links in the Discord. I streamed Fallout 3. I finished The Pit 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago at this point. I bought Stalker because the Steam Summer Sale, I think, actually ends today or tomorrow or the 9th. And, I bought Stalker, and it's incredibly immersive. The atmosphere is incredible, but like it kept crashing and like pretty much shutting down my computer, like shutting down every open .exe file. So I couldn't really stream it. Some guy from Poland showed up, and he was like, "Hello, I am Poland." And I was like, "Hello, Poland." And he was like, "I like game very much. I teach you how to play." I'm like, "Please do, please do." So like, you know, things have been good, and I'm trying to make sure that they stay good, but there's always the bad in the good. It's the yin with the yang. You always have to have a little bit of this to have a little bit of that. Thanks for hanging out. If you like the show, it's supported. I'm not ending the show. I'm not ending. If you like the show, it's supported by the Patreon. There's a link in the description below to the Patreon. Because of them, I continue to do this stuff. I have to pay the dues soon. I'm pretty sure that's coming up. I'm waiting for the notification from my provider to say, like, this is what you owe. This is, I got to fill everything out. Whatever, 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 whatever. And I'm just going to take whatever's left over, and I'd like to buy a little more equipment to make the show a little bit better. I want to stream Fallout 4, and I know how to do that if I can't do it off my PC. So I'd like to be able to share that with you guys. I'd like to be able to do something. Thank you to the Patreon. Starting from the top, we have to thank the OG Noah. Thank you, Noah. After Noah, we have to thank Danny. Thank you, Danny. After Danny, we have to thank Marcus. Thank you, Marcus. And last, but certainly not least, we have to thank TP. Again, thank you for your support. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope all of you that listen are doing well. But I have to move on to lore. This week's lore, I asked a question, and I'll be honest. First, I was like, you guys are lacking. Just straight up and down lacking. And then I realized I asked the question 12 hours before I had to record, and I didn't even ask a question. I said, what lore do you want to hear? Anything from Fallout, any game. And I realized something. I have not done lore on Tactics. Not once. Brotherhood of Steel never did it once. I've only stood to Fallout 1, Fallout 2, Fallout 3, New Vegas, 4, 76. There was one episode where we did Outer Worlds lore. And I don't even like that game. Just, we wanted to switch it up. We wanted to see how it felt. This was 100 plus episodes. No, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it's 200 episodes ago. Wow. The passage of time. Buck wild. Anyway, it's probably like 103, 104. So maybe 100 episodes. Whatever. Not 104. Whatever. Be quiet, Vince. Okay, me. I realized that I wanted to talk about older lore. I want to talk about Fallout 1 or Fallout 2, and I consider doing New Vegas. And everybody that gave me a suggestion, we had either done it. I know GNN, GNR had come up. Can't really do GNR without GNN, and there's an old lore video on the channel that is about GNN, GNR. And House was brought up, and I've been meaning to do House for a while. And honestly, I didn't realize I was about to hit 4 years with 208, so I just... I normally like to do the years as the big ones, so I would have done it then. Look what happened. So, I went onto the wiki, fallout.fandom.com, and I picked lore this week. But if you want to hear any lore whatsoever, make sure you're in the Discord, because once a week I ask a question, and the first person to answer the question gets to pick lore for the week. Now, like I said, I didn't pick a question. So no one got to answer, and I picked lore. I wanted to go back to Fallout 2, and this week's lore is on the location, the Den, from Fallout 2. To the southeast of Arroyo is a haven for drugs and slave trafficking. In 2241, it is a small frontier town. And I had to look up what a frontier town is. It's pretty much a town where a bunch of people just kind of show up and settle in one spot. It has no central law enforcement, and it became Darwinian in the sense of it's just survival of the fittest. Whoever has the biggest stick, the fattest fists, the largest gun, won. You became the victor, the winner, the main man. Its entire economy is just about trucks. Like, it's just who can get chems. Whoever can get chems in the fastest will control and just... It's slums. Now, by 2162, after the master's death, a huge wave of cultists from the Children of the Cathedral and super mutants come to the Den. Now, there's also some cultists that commit suicide in the town. I tried to find out more about that, but I couldn't. And I'm assuming it's maybe just like that postpartum of I lost the thing that I was a part of. By 2281, raiders and slavers leave the town, and what shows up in its place is law and taxes. Even if it's not NCR control, you would think that they would say, hey, look, they're charging people taxes, now they have money, they can build things. Fine. The economy changes from drugs, prostitution, debauchery, what have you, slavery, into manufacturing and farming. Now, that being said, whenever I do a town, it's a little weird to do a town because there's not like, if outside of its, this is how it was founded. It was made by this man or this woman or these people, and then bop, boop, bop, skip, cream. I want to talk about the inhabitants, the locations, things to do in the town. So the Den has its west side. The west side is where most of the shops are. It is home to Becky's Casino and the Brotherhood of Steel Outpost. And in the lower west side is Smithy's Junkyard, where there is a car that needs a battery that you can get in-game. There's also the east side. It's where the Slaver Guild has its headquarters. There's also an old church, a graveyard, Mom's Diner, the whole bar, H-O-L-E bar, not the whole bar, the whole bar. There's also the Den Slave Run. It's in the vicinity of the Den and is only available in conversation with Metzger of the Slavers Guild. Let's talk about some of these places. There's Becky's. So Becky's is a combination of a bar and casino located inside of the Den, and the owner is, of course, Becky. It's a 3 ground level room and a basement area. It's very, very bare bones. It's neat, though. It kind of reminds me of the Maltese Falcon in Fallout 1. There's also Flick's Slum. I like Flick's Slum a lot. It's a pre-war store in the Den that's run by a fella named Flick that is used to kind of house addicts. So it's kind of like a crack den. They could just kind of chill there. Once a pre-war quick-and-save convenience store over a century of neglect has left the building in poor condition. It's a crack den. That's cool. Fallout needs more crack dens. Tubby's. What you know about Tubby's? It's a store in the west side of the Den. The store owner, Tubby, he sells drugs, armors, weapons, ammunition, and some junk. It has a sales room. And a private room. You know what goes on in that private room, don't you? Can you tell me? Because I'm not quite sure. The East Side Church is a church. There's also the hole in the Den. Not the hole in the pit. Or the one in my ass. It is a bar in the eastern subsection of the Den. Frankie's the owner of this struggling business. It has some worn-out tables and a bar. It does not do a lot of business apart from locals like Billy. Men can be offered prostitute services. Women can be offered theirs for $50 to $200 once a day here in the hole. Get some hole in the hole. There's also Mom's Diner. I don't know whose mom she is, but that's what we call her. And the Den Brotherhood Outpost, which I think speaks for itself. There's some quests that you can do here. You could do collect my money from Fred, get book from Derek, which feels like it's missing two words in that sentence. Lara wants to know what's being guarded in the church, get permission for Metzger for gang war. Find weaknesses in Tyler's gang guarding the church, help Lara attack Tyler's gang. Deliver a meal to Smitty for Mom, free Vic and his debt by getting his radio from his house in Klamath and paying Metzger, sabotage Becky Still, get car part for Smithy, and return Anna's locket. The background music is Cons of New California, which originally was used for the con base in Fallout, the first one. It should be... There's actually a thing that the homeless children, the orphan children in the den, can steal quest items off the chosen one, and it doesn't tell you that something's been stolen. The good thing about that is you can go back and steal those items at any given moment. I want to read this one directly. Sometimes the children will take the stolen items to Tubby or Flick, who will then sell them in their shop, even unique items such as keys. Killing Flick or Tubby does not put a stop to the thievery, as the children will continue to deposit stolen goods into the corpses of Tubby and Flick. These items can be retrieved until the corpses disappear. Nice. Addicts. One addict is so drugged that they'll become hostile. The addict is a random person. That's cool. The town map in the background is actually an aerial map of Phoenix, Arizona from 1885. Wow. That's just about it. That's just about everything I have on the den. It's neat. It's something I wanted to talk about. I like talking about the locations of the early Fallout games a lot because it sets up the entirety of the rest of the series. Tell me what you think. Comments below. Let me know. What's up? Thanks for hanging out for the show. That, my friends, is lore. So, like I said, I don't really have much else to talk about. You know, just working. Living. This has been a really slow week. Thor Ragnarok got announced, which is cool. I'm probably not going to play it on my PS4. Probably going to wait till I get the PlayStation 5. I got to clean my PlayStation 4's fan. You could hear that shit from a block away. Hope you guys are good. Hope you guys are safe. I hope you have someone next to you that you love. I hope you have someone to watch movies with. I say it every week, and I've been doing this for almost 210 weeks, but like, I can't believe that people watch this, and I'm so incredibly grateful that you do, and I love you, and I will talk to you soon. I don't know when, but soon. Thank you for hanging out for this incredibly short episode. Again, I'm sorry. I didn't really have anything planned because nothing has been happening. Nothing is really crazy, but I do have this plan for next week, and I got to sit down and write it out. And it should be a time and a half. Thank you for being here. Thank you to the Patreon. If you like the intro music, it is by the one and only Shane Ivers. Silvermansounds.com/freemusic to get all of his music absolutely free. Thank you to the Redbubble. You can support us there if you want to throw us a couple bucks in a small monetary way. Make sure you join the Discord. You can get us anywhere that you can find a podcast. You can find the show with video on YouTube. Link in the description of my Twitter, the show's Twitter, and if you want to say hey to Papa, I love you, and I will see you next week. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.